from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
This is something kind of random. I just saw. Did you see that sports bar that they have in Los Angeles? I think there's like three in the country, but basically it's like a sports bar, but the screen is as if you're sitting. They did it for soccer, so sitting pitch side. So, say for instance, you're sitting in Vivek seats,
mm-hmm.
That's the screen. That's how you watch the game. Almost like what I told you about the Oculus.
Uh-huh.
It's like that, and you're at the bar, and it's this. It's like the sphere almost. Like it's like that, and it looked like it wouldn't really work. But when I saw the little clips, I was like, that looks fire.
Huh.
That looks fire. I think they got one in LA. They got one in Dallas.
I did not see that.
It looks dope. It looks hella dope.
You know what? They're not going to get me, but this ad got me. The MetaQuest and Oculus, that's the same thing, right?
Yeah.
That's the device.
Yeah. The device is the Oculus.
So I got served an ad for, it's like essentially, this isn't what it was called, but it was like a WNBA league pass for the MetaQuest. And so I was like, okay, you got me.
Uh-huh.
I clicked the link and it showed all of the games coming up that you can watch with the glasses on.
Oh, now I'm having,
and it's not like,
charge mine back up.
It's not like one or two. Like they have a bunch of WNBA games coming up on that Oculus thing.
I'm going to have to charge mine back up because that thing is a game changer. With that specific thing, like watching those games, it is fire.
That's the one thing I really wanted to try in the 23 hours that I owned one.
Come on back, D-Lo. Come on back.
I'm not doing that.
It's called the X Stadium.
Okay.
Plus Meta Horizon World. Oh, yeah, they got a gang of games. Next one is, we're on the 19th. Next one is tomorrow. Well, yeah, that's not a good one. Sparks of Connecticut. Phoenix and Atlanta.
Okay.
Washington, Chicago. Oh, no. Vegas and Phoenix on September 1st. That's a good one.
Yeah, this bar or whatever you were talking about, this is crazy.
It is fire.
This is crazy.
It looks so dope.
I really should keep you unblocked on Twitter so I could see this stuff more often.
It looks dope. Yeah, they got to get one down in Doco.
A 9,600 square foot LED wraparound display. Wow. Yeah, that's spectacular. LA and Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
I wonder, this thing should take off. So I'm assuming this should be popping up everywhere after a few years. That thing is very cool.
Indeed it is.
What would it look like watching the Raiders on that one?
Well, you could watch Gardner Minshew just erratically throw the ball all around the football field.
Erratically throw the ball.
Come on, man. Look.
Hey, so look, I want to talk about this because you, without saying it, said it was a mid-off between those two. I thought Aiden looked all right.
I thought
he made one mistake.
That's a probably big one, cost though. Him. I don't think that that's true. I feel like AOC looked better through most of his reps than Gardner Minshew did. Mm-hmm. So I always go back to the line we use all the time. What do these coaches see in practice? And Antonio Pierce was pretty clear. Yeah, these games matter. Mm-hmm. Like, what I see from them in these games are important. I feel like he, Antonio Pierce, entered that game against the Cowboys with an idea of who his starting quarterback was going to be. I don't think it was a blank slate. I don't think it was completely up in the air. I don't think it was 50-50. I think he went into that game thinking Gardner Minshew was going to be a starting quarterback. I also kind of feel like maybe he went into camp thinking Gardner Minshew was going to be the starting quarterback. Mm. And maybe that ties in, you know, maybe, you know, he has what he saw last year. Maybe it's the stuff through camp. Maybe it's a variety of different things. Maybe it's what he's seen in Gardner Minshew in the past mm-hmm. that made him feel that way. But when you talk about winning a job, I didn't feel like Gardner Minshew won a job.
I didn't think so either. I thought Gardner.
He did.
Yeah.
And so he is your starting quarterback for the Las Vegas Raiders.
I watched Gardner Minshew, and I still feel the same way that I felt. Like, I'm not going to look at these preseason games and, like, kind of reverse course on pretty much anything that I think, because it's just I'm not going to get fooled by the preseason. If I'm going to be wrong, I'm going to just be wrong in the regular season, right? But I looked at Gardner Minshew, and I was like, this ain't good at all. Like, his decision making, his throws, everything, he just didn't look good. And for him to come out of that game as the starting quarterback, to your point, I thought it felt like it had to be done before the game. Because
mm-hmm.
after watching that game, I wouldn't have a decision on who the quarterback is. Now, that's probably his goal. Like mm-hmm. regardless of what happens on Saturday, we're going to have a starting quarterback by Sunday, and I understand that. But I wouldn't be confident in Gardner Minshew. I know that after that performance. He didn't look good at all. And then O'Connell, I thought O'Connell looked good. I thought he looked good, and he made the mistake, the pick six, or whatever the case may be. But I thought he looked kind of easily better than Gardner Minshew in that game.
Yeah, I think that's been the case for both of these games. This is tough for Aiden O'Connell, too, because I'm not trying to, like, Gardner Minshew's not very good. Mm. Like, you can make whatever argument you want to about Gardner Minshew, stopgap quarterback. You could, he's done this. That's fine. Mm-hmm. You can't make the argument that he's good, though. Maybe he's good in spurts. Maybe he's good enough. That's not the same thing as being a good quarterback. He's on his 14th. Dude's like 28 years old. Yeah. Feels like he's been on 15 teams. He has, and he's been on like four. But still, four in 6 years.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Four in 6 years is a lot. And you can't.
4 in 6 years is great. It's registering like that's the number. That's to your point. That means you're not very good.
And like, if you're Aiden O'Connell, and according to Antonio Pierce, at least, or this Las Vegas Raiders staff, you can't beat out Gardner Minshew. I don't know that he has a future as a starting quarterback. This is a tough, to me, this feels like a tough thing to overcome. Mm. You lost a quarterback battle to a quarterback that's not very good. Yeah. And I don't know how he's pegged, barring, and certainly not hoping for this, but barring either an early season injury or, better yet, an early season quarterback switch mm-hmm. where he can like establish something with this team. Mm-hmm. And other than that, it feels like, man, you might be, earmarked mm-hmm. as a backup quarterback moving forward.
Yeah, the thing that I would say, and you're right, the thing that I would say if I was on that staff or I was – anybody connected to, in this case, Aiden O'Connell, but I probably would have said it for any quarterback that was the backup in this particular situation, is just be ready. You're going to get an opportunity. And your job is, when you get that opportunity, to take advantage of that opportunity, because I don't see whoever it is, Gardner Minshew, in this particular case, if it would have been Aiden O'Connell, I can see a world where they get pulled due to performance. That's, maybe it won't happen at all, but I could see a situation where they get pulled due to performance, and you're going to have to be ready to go. And maybe that's where you stake your claim as more than just a backup quarterback.
Yeah,
you're going to get that opportunity.
And our man Roddy thinks like you do. He says AOC will play because Antonio Pierce will not be patient with Gardner Minshew. And I'm okay with that. If you're going to be patient with the quarterback, I'd rather you be patient with Aiden O'Connell than Gardner Minshew. Gardner Minshew feels like a mistake. I talked about Antonio Pierce kind of having an idea in his head what he was going to do before he made the announcement, right? Admittedly, I'm coming into this with a presidential point of view also, because I hated the idea of signing Gardner Minshew. Like, I hated it. You either, you're all in on Aiden O'Connell, or you go out and you get a quarterback. You did neither of those. And this just feels like, it feels like the Raiders are just stuck. Like they're just like off in the abyss, like, well, a Nick Cattles tweet, just sitting there. That's a Jesse line, by the way. I can't take credit for that. But it's just sitting there doing nothing.
But see, I would say, and you're not wrong, but I would say they're waiting more
for
than
what?
Being stuck. They're waiting for a quarterback. I would say this would, maybe I'm stalling out AP and the Raiders a little bit. I don't know if you're going to get that quarterback this offseason. I think the quarterback will probably come this upcoming offseason in the draft, or you're signing a Dak Prescott-like player. Was there anybody available for them to sign? I'm really asking. I'm trying to remember if there was a quarterback.
Well, I think
Kirk Cousins, maybe. Was he a free agent? He was a free agent.
He was. I don't know if the Raiders were in on that or not. It felt like they were going to take the draft approach, but a couple of things kind of went haywire before they were picked, and I think 4,000 quarterbacks were picked before they got on the board.
Was the story that they tried to move up, or they consider moving up for one?
Was it
Daniels?
I feel like it was. Oh, that might have been. Yeah, I think that was the one they really wanted to move up for.
Yeah.
And then I think there was a thought. Was it Bo Nix that was the reach? Was that the one where, like,
it was the one that was available, like, around there, I think.
But Denver took him.
Good too. I haven't watched the Broncos game yet, but I heard he's looking good.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think he's the starter. I don't know.
He's starting.
But
Penix, that's who they wanted.
Oh, was it Penix? Okay, Michael Penix, that's right. And he was the reach. Mm-hmm. And maybe it was that. I know there was a lot of Justin Fields to Las Vegas stuff, but that could have been timing, availability. You know, that there may not have been any real substance to that. But if this isn't, if they're waiting, okay, you're waiting. Max, you're waiting. Devontae, most importantly, we're waiting. Just give us one more year. I know you're going to be a year older. One more year, and maybe we can land Dak Prescott. Maybe we can land Shedeur Sanders.
But my thought was they weren't waiting out of, like, because that's necessarily what they wanted to do. There was nothing there. Like I said, Cousins wanted, they were allegedly.
Cousins might not have been realistic.
Right. They were allegedly aggressive in the draft, you know, trying to get up there. And they're just, that was it. Like, it was, it felt like it might have been just Cousins and Penix. That was their only shot. So when you have those conversations, if Max Crosby or Devontae say, "Yo, man, I'm getting a year older, man. What you guys want us to do? Like, we There was nothing out there for us to go get you. We went and got a Gardner Minshew, you know what I mean, where maybe he can help out. He has a track record of having some good moments. Maybe we can coach him up or something like that. But
would you – this is rich. Would you make a play for the person who loses the Steelers job?
I mean, sure, but I don't think that's not the end. No, to answer your question, no.
Now that might not even be a possibility, by the way. Like that might not be something Justin Fields is interested in.
Yeah. To answer your question, no, because that's not the answer. The person who loses that job is not the savior. The person who loses that job ain't no better than what you got in the quarterback's room right now.
I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that.
If Russell Wilson loses that job, he's in the lead.
That's tough.
If he loses that job, he's cooked. And Justin Fields.
Oh, we told you. Jesse and I told you 2 years ago he was cooked. But you don't listen to
that. That needs to be a top 10 moment. Yeah, let's bring up the audio when you guys told me that. That needs to be a top 10 moment. Bring up that audio.
I can produce that audio.
No, we don't need you to produce it. I need you to just get the audio undoctored.
Well, produce me. Well,
I took it as he was going to produce it up.
Well, not everybody is into like shady business like you are.
That's what I meant.
Well, that's what this is. Well,
don't worry about
that. That's what this is. Boy, they almost threw me off the show because I said Russell Wilson was cooked.
Oh, don't change the way that went. We told you for like a year straight and you didn't listen. I was just asking. I don't know. I don't think what you just said is accurate, but you could say it's not much better and you'd be 100% right. Maybe there's a situation in Atlanta because that was the way that all unfolded was weird. They signed Kirk Cousins and drafted a quarterback. I don't know. I hate this for the Raiders because I feel like their defense is good enough to be successful. And you went from being able to, you know.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78 million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
You went from being able to win games with your defense to now, like, your defense might have to win you games. Mm-hmm. And those aren't the same thing. Mm-hmm. You put up 14, 17. You might be able to get by with that.
Right.
Now you might not. And it's like you're getting stops might not be enough. Mm-hmm. You might have to score on the defensive end. Yeah. And Gardner Minshew's not going to – he's going to have moments. I'm certain he's going to have moments. But as a consistent quarterback, I would be pleasantly surprised if he.
I think Gardner Minshew can get you to 9-8 at your highest. Maybe that gets you a wild card spot.
Wow. I hope you're right. For the sake of for all the Raider fans out there, I do like Brock Powers. I don't know that we'll get to talk a lot about him right now, but I really do like that. They might be able to center their entire offense around him. We'll come back. What will the New Orleans Pelicans do with an apparently in phenomenal shape Zion Williamson? Twitter was buzzing with some pictures and videos that hit from his camp this past weekend. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the Pelicans, and we'll bring the Kings into the conversation. It's D'Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
So, you see him eating this popcorn. Did you know Kim has some popcorn out there? Did she tell you where she got it from?
No. What was that all about?
What?
The popcorn. Jonathan was met. Like, what? That wasn't regular popcorn.
Nah, it was regular popcorn. It was the packaging that she has for it. It was all fancy and nice or whatever. It looks nice. Did you know where she got this popcorn from?
I don't.
Denio's. When was the last time you went to Denio's? You don't know Denio's?
No, I know what it is. I can't even venture.
It was
before I left California, like well before.
I would say I was probably 5 or 6 the last time I was at Denio's.
Well, in your case, it was probably 7.
Might have been. That might have been 4 last time I was at Denio's.
Do we got an update on one of the new whole snack bars coming to Odyssey? Because we just kind of took out the vending machines and it's like, all right.
Oh no, we're cooked.
We don't know. We don't know when it's on its way. But I was told what it is.
Oh, we got one. It's like that. Is it going to be one of those? Is it going to be one of those honor system ones? You see?
No, I think the stuff is free.
Oh,
I think so.
Okay,
maybe I misunderstood.
Yeah,
better
not be like, oh, well, I requested this on the snack sign up or whatever, so nobody eat these. It's like, no, I'm gonna eat these snacks.
No, I think the snacks are free, but it's gonna be a refrigerator, mm-hmm. a new refrigerator with the drinks, and then a shelf full of snacks.
All right, well, that's what I'm talking about. You know, keep them healthy too, Tribal Chief. You know,
well, it's not. Don't put this on the tribal chief. Like Kimberly asked, what do y'all want? So it's not on him.
No, the vibes. We're going to not answer the email.
Yep.
And then when we get here, complain.
That's right.
That's
fast. That's 100% what's going to happen. That's 100% what's going to happen.
How could you?
Ugh.
Who?
These aren't peanut M&Ms.
I was gonna say, man, it's crazy. You can't even talk on this show, man.
What?
Go ahead, Kenny. Go ahead.
Somebody gonna be like, man, where the Nutter Butters at?
What? I lied. That's a fly.
Come on, man. People like that.
What is it? What is that?
It's like a graham cracker with peanut butter in it.
Yeah,
what's
butter
that
cookie?
Thing that you brought me from the Fortress of Snacktitude? Is that what that was?
I don't know what any of those things are called.
Oh, those little Skippies.
Well, I know what one of them is called.
Yeah.
I know what one of them's called. You're just too big of a coward to say it.
Look, I've already reached my
That's
quota.
That's literally the name on the package.
I've reached my quota for the day.
We need to take a picture of that and put that on Twitter just so everybody can see what the name of that bar James buys from Costco
that
is
crazy.
Called.
No, that's crazy.
No, but you brought me something that had like peanut
I think
butter
it was
in
this,
it.
That was the Skippy's one. Yeah,
that was pretty good.
Oh, okay.
That was there and gone in one day.
Oh yeah, that was out. And that's when this their little snack corner is going to be a disaster. The good thing is no one's here. Like no one actually works.
That's why
here.
They're just freely doing it.
You know they always show up for food.
Well, see, but that's the thing, though. The people who are here for 2 seconds and are leaving for their lunch, they're just going to grab, you know, whatever free snack is there and leave.
Yeah, there's never been a day where we had catering my kid. They weren't here.
Yeah, never. I'll wait till Wednesday. There will be a big-ass sign that says, unless your name is Kelly, get the hell away from this Kiki's Chicken.
Are we really putting up a sign? Because I think we should.
Oh, don't touch that food that comes here on... If there is anyone in this building, do not touch that food that comes out on
I think they snapped at our guy Casey and Devin one time.
Man. Kelly is the only person who gets to eat.
Who did that again?
And then I think we had food here one time and Devin was here. And we were trying to hook him up. Like, oh, this is for like the meeting or something like that. Like, all right, bro, relax.
I think it was Kim who said that. I think it was Kim. She's like, yeah, you can't get him yet. Kim's fine, though. She's okay. Kim, I gotta say, Kim treated us to Chipotle the other day.
She did. It wasn't even the company card. It was the Kimberly card.
It was payday, so you know she was feeling good.
Well, not that it matters for her. She's like you, so.
She make more money than me. Well, she lives a more lavish lifestyle than me. I don't know. I'm not in the pockets like that, but she lives a lavish lifestyle.
But yeah, she did buy us lunch on our very, very long Friday, or it was actually dinner on our very long Friday, which was nicer. Well,
Kyle with Matthew's Mattress Chatty House.
What's it say? Just read it because there are people listening. This is a radio show.
Well,
what is Kyle's message?
What
say?
If Bruce is listening?
Well, Bruce knows.
Don't eat cookies or what?
It's a cookie.
Kyle says. Nutter Butters are fire. IDGAF.
It's the way you say it.
Yeah,
funny.
Man. Like, was that so difficult?
Well, I got flagged last time. I'm not trying to get another 15-yarder. I can't even talk on this show. This is crazy.
Yeah. It is. Snacks is not a good transition to our man Zion Williamson. Look at Zion right here. This picture had NBA Twitter going crazy. This was at his camp, his basketball camp, which, by the way, Salute Zion was completely free.
That's what's up.
They were asking him, you know, what should we charge for this? And he's like, just let everybody pull up. Have fun.
Was he in New Orleans or South Carolina?
I assume New Orleans because the media was there.
Oh, okay.
But this picture in particular was like, he just overall looked slimmer. There's another video out there. I might not be able to find it quick enough. I'll take a quick search to see if it popped up during the search. But now don't get this twisted. He's not like a small man, but he looks like he's lost a little bit of weight.
So let me see if you subscribe to this a little bit. I like to see Zion getting in shape. Losing some weight and doing what he can. Are you a believer, though, that in some instances, like, you don't want to get too slim? You know, and I feel like Zion might be tiptoeing the line of that because his him being muscular and his size along with his athleticism and stuff,
It's
kind of what helped make him be unstoppable at times. And if he can find... I'm sure he got with great nutritionists and everything, and he can keep that strength and, you know, and be wide like that still while being a little healthier. But are you concerned that he might get too small?
No, because I don't believe that's going to happen. He's a naturally, like, he's a big dude. Mm-hmm. And there were points, especially coming out of Duke, where... Yeah, he's got to get in shape, maybe get a little bit smaller, lose 30 pounds, whatever. And I'm looking at him like, no, he doesn't. Mm-hmm. Like, why would you want, like, that's what makes him, like, special. Then, you know, injuries start to pile up, things start to happen, and then he gets bigger.
That's the
thing that's a little scary with him is he feels like he's like me. I have to work really, really hard to manage my weight. Like, I think he's the same way. He is an elite athlete at the highest of levels, and struggles to manage his weight. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of that comes with drinking, as we know, partying, as we know all too well, and then the injuries that he dealt with. And sometimes I think with athletes, they get hurt or they go into an offseason or they take a break from working out, but they eat the same. Mm. And they're not burning the same level of calories, and you wind up becoming bigger. And I think there's only so small he's going to get. He is a naturally big dude. I think he's a naturally muscular dude. Like, if you look at some of the videos, that picture, he looked thin. Like, he looked pretty thin in that picture. When you look at some of the other videos, it's like, okay, he's obviously lost weight, but he's still a big dude. Mm-hmm. And I think what we see him at now is probably the around like what might be considered ideal for him. Mm-hmm. I'd be shocked if the plan is for him to lose like even more weight. Yeah. And if it is, I would think that it's minuscule. Hmm. He looks good right now. But I think he's always going to be a big dude.
I think the best Zion is, I'm a pull this up. I'm going to let you know what you think. I'm going to see what everybody else thinks. I'll put up on the chat. I think this is the best Zion right here, right?
Mm.
And he's smaller. In the picture that you just showed, mm-hmm. he's smaller than this, right? This was the Zion when he just did the 360 against the Suns. Remember when they were like the one seed and the Suns got mad? That's and Zion was going crazy for those first 25 games. Now, he may not be able to sustain that. Like, his body may not be able to hold up at that size.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I look at him there. I don't think he's out of shape. I don't think any, I just think that's just incredible Hulk Zion, right? Mm. And I want him to be able to lose weight and still keep that strength. I agree with you. Just his natural body type is going to be where he's not going to get too slim. But
look at this freeze frame. Come on, man.
Goodness gracious.
That boy.
Goodness
that
gracious.
That boy is special.
Man. So I wonder if there is a concern that he gets too slim, and he's not going to fall off the face of the earth, but it takes away a little bit of that, the physical component of his game.
I hear you. I don't think that would be concerning. Different reports have him at just under, he's at 281, which is just under what he was at Duke. Mm. Which was 285. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He intends to start the season at 272. Okay, so losing their hope is to lose 9 more pounds over the next month and some change. Mm-hmm. All right,
and like I said,
that's 20 pounds.
Sounds
272. That's no, it's not. It's 13 pounds below what he was at Duke. If he gets to 272 and he was 285 at Duke, it's 13 pounds less. I guess that's fine. He looks noticeably different at Duke. He's less muscular, which is amazing because he was a freak at Duke. But he got more muscular in the NBA.
Mm-hmm. But I you know.
What did it mean for Kevin Love? Kevin Love lost a lot of weight.
He became a different player.
Almost a completely different player, right? And a model.
And a model. So I'm all for Zion doing what he feel he needs to do to be able to make it through a season. And how do you equate, you know, the whole weight thing or whatever, how do you equate like, yeah, I may not be as physically dominant as I was before, but I can play 75 games. Like if I was that, like the picture that I showed you right here, I like I said, I'll pull it up right here just so the people on the stream can see. If he's like this and he's a beast for only 30 games and then he gets hurt, what's the point of being this?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Try something else. Like, try to get slimmer so you can be a little bit more durable. And that may be where they're at right now with him.
Yeah, what is 75 games of Zion Williamson mean for New Orleans?
It means for sure you're in the play-in conversation. For sure. You might be able to be a top 16. I think, but the floor is playing if Zion's playing 75 games. They just have a couple other issues, though. What, like, I think they got an issue at center. And what does that look like with Zion now? DeJounte, like, they've got a lot of guys that need the basketball to be effective, you know. And that's before we talk about a guy like Trey Murphy, who's going to need his looks as well. So they have.
You also have this Ingram situation that's just kind of lingering, which, you know, everyone will say the right things, I'm sure, but that's going to be awkward.
Yeah,
he's a all-star in the final year of his contract, who's probably perhaps not getting a contract extension with this team. This is also David Griffin. This is also a general manager who said, we got to change things. This isn't working. Maybe he just meant DeJounte Murray. Maybe that's what he meant.
He didn't change much of anything. Okay.
Maybe we interpreted that man's tone the wrong way. What was the phrase that he used for Ingram? He had some phrase about how
it's not feasible,
schematically impossible, or something like that, to trade Brandon Ingram.
Yeah. So, we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. I hope he stays healthy. I think it's great for the league. Like, he's one of the missing links, one of the missing pieces to the next part of the league, right? Like, we talk about who's next, and we see LeBron and Steph, like, kind of winding down or whatever. Zion is box office.
Mm-hmm.
He is box office. He is a guy that when he's playing, you have to watch, because number one, he's good. Number two, you don't know if you're going to miss that moment that you put up on the screen where he just takes off from the dots. Like, he is box office, and he's been gone from the league. He hadn't even been in the playoffs yet.
That's crazy. So, okay, let's do a old school sports radio PTI segment.
And real quick, remember how excited we were? Like, we didn't want it to be at the hands of the Kings, but we were like, oh man, we finally get to see Zion in the playoffs.
Yeah.
We ain't even seen him in the playoffs yet.
So if we did an old school PTI sports radio tried and true buy and sell, you buy or selling Zion playing 70 plus games?
Sell. That doesn't mean
buy or sell the New Orleans Pelicans.
I gotta answer the question, so I say sell.
It took you longer to answer than I expected.
Yeah, because
how quickly you answered Zion, I thought that would just follow suit with New Orleans.
They got some really good players. They got guys that I really like as players. You know, you got your DeJounte's. You got CJ still there. Trey Murphy, who we talked about. Brandon Ingram still there, Zion, whatever the case may be. They have good players. Mm-hmm. They got players that I really like. How they mesh together and how it works, that's going to be another story. So I don't know. I'm just thinking about, I don't know how that fits. I don't know how that works.
They never traded Herb Jones, did they? That was just a rumor that was bubbling for a minute and then went away. It's like no resolution. Just yeah. Never mind.
So Herb is still there. And let's just go down their top seven. DeJounte, CJ, Brandon Ingram, Zion. I think Theis is starting at center. You got Trey Murphy. You got Herb Jones, Jose Alvarado. Like, it's good. Those are good players. But Trey, Herb, Zion, maybe even DeJounte, they all seem to occupy the same space on the floor.
You know where I get stuck is I'm not a big fan.
Trey's a three-point shooter, too.
I'm not a big fan of DeJounte Murray.
Mm.
That's where I get stuck. Mm. I don't know why. I can't rationally explain.
He kind of went turned heel.
A little bit.
But I think he's back now.
Well, it's not even – I just – and maybe, you know – I have a disdain for the Atlanta Hawks. Well, maybe it's just that.
Too late, the Atlanta Hawks.
I don't know. Maybe it's just that. Maybe it's like, oh, he's in Atlanta. Of course he's going to. Of course I'm not going to enjoy watching him play basketball for the Atlanta Hawks. Maybe it'll be different for the New Orleans Pelicans.
We won't do it today, but we're going to have to get to the root of that Atlanta hate, because now it's like an Atlanta Hawks thing. It's not even a Trae Young thing. It's like the
what
Hawks.
Happened, yeah. Well, I don't hate Trae Young.
That's what I'm saying. Like the Atlanta Hawks. Yeah.
It's not Atlanta. What happened?
Don't do that. It's not the city of Atlanta. Don't do that. I just don't like the makeup of the Hawks team.
No,
and when they went to the conference finals, like, this team sucks. Like, this is not a good basketball team. But, like, it happens. You win series. Hey, salute. You do what you do. And then Trey comes out the next year, three games into the season, talking about the regular season is boring. Well, buddy, that's all you're playing in anymore.
He did say that. He's wild.
Yeah. So.
So, yeah, I think that's the thing that gives me pause with them is I think they have really good players. I don't know how it works together.
Okay.
I don't know how it works. And then you've got, you know, two of those guys, two of your main guys, two of your best guys probably, you know, have injury issues and injury history. And how does that play out?
Are they the Cavs of the West? Like a team that's just good, but just not, like they don't have a real ceiling?
Cavs are a little better.
They're worse than the Cavs.
But do the Cavs, do they have like a
real... Why do you hate Cleveland? Why don't we do this? Why don't we get to the bottom of why you hate Cleveland?
I mean, nobody's ever said, like, hey, I'm going to go take a vacation at Cleveland.
Wow.
I'm going to Cleveland.
Jesse Noah out here.
But I'm just saying, like, teams, like, they're good and all, but there's just no, like, just actual ceiling to them. They're just good teams for a period of time, I guess.
Like, I think Cleveland's better than you think Cleveland is. I don't know who to equate the Pelicans to. And I'm trying, and I don't know. I don't know who to equate them to.
They're 1-1.
It kind of feels like it because they're not Orlando. They're not Indiana. They're none of the top four. They can't even be Miami. I don't know. Hell, maybe they're Atlanta. I don't know. Like, I don't know who to equate them to.
Atlanta actually would be kind of what they are.
A mix of a collection of players that don't necessarily make sense together.
Right, and it's a talented team. It's a good team.
There are talented players on the team.
Right. They'll probably be in some type of postseason situation, whether it's a play-in, possibly a playoff, but they're never
well under 500 play-in situation.
They're never going to win anything. This is kind of like what Griff, I think, is talking about a lot. Because you're not really going to win a championship with this group, you look for ways to just kind of break it up and improve it a little bit, you know, and maybe get rid of what you think is a core piece to see if you can go to a next level. Because New Orleans, they're just not on that championship level. And maybe getting DeJounte changes some things. Maybe Valanciunas was looked at as one of those core pieces, and they said, you know, he does really well for us. He plays well, but we got to move on from him to kind of switch this thing up a little bit. And they decided to play without a center. So.
All right. Well, I've been trying to bait you into this buy or sell thing that you heard over the weekend for like five minutes, and I don't know what else to do other than to just point it out.
So we got that coming up next, because I think it lends to a little
just
conversation.
Peek behind the curtain is I've been trying. I just couldn't get man to respond.
No, the New Orleans situation was interesting, though. Because I'm not sure.
Why do they look like the best team in the league at some points and then like crap? And it's not just games. It's not just the Kings. Mm-hmm. It's stretches.
Well, I was going to kind of ask the Kings thing. We just kind of saw them go up against the Kings six times. But maybe it's just a matchup thing. Because they're kind of built where your roster's not built to like face a physical team like them, you're going to like, it's going to be tough. Mm. Like, the Pelicans, whether or not they're the most talented or whatever, like they're a tough team to play against physical wise.
So watching them against the Kings, right? So it's maddening watching them play the Kings. But there was a stretch last year, relatively late in the season, where we thought they were locked. Mm-hmm. We're like, yeah, okay, well, this thing has kind of gone a certain way, and we're waiting to see how things go with Sacramento, and now all of a sudden competing for two spots feels like it's competing for one, and we slotted New Orleans there.
Right.
And then they, in a way, fell apart.
Yeah, they lost. They got into the play-in, and then they lost the play-in game.
And then it was like,
until they played the Kings.
Okay, I don't know what this basketball team is. They look unstoppable at sometimes, and other times they don't. And to me, I don't know, is that fault? Because that's not skill. That's not, like, talent. Is that focus? Is it coaching? Is it?
I think it's fit to a certain degree because they have a lot of talent. Like, we talk about that. Like, they're really talented. But sometimes they just – the fit doesn't work. It just doesn't work with what they're trying to do. And I think that's what happens to them a lot of time. And I think the times where we see them look like world beaters is because they got a bunch of talent. They got a – sometimes you look at that roster and it's like, man, they got like 11 guys that can play and play really well. And then sometimes you're like, well, where are they going to go for shots? Where are they going to go for buckets? Saw that in that whole OKC series. You know what I mean? Like they had no answers for anything in that OKC series, it felt like. And they got them out of the paint real quick. The Thunder did.
All right, we'll stay in the NBA. We'll come back. WNBA is back, man. Some great games. Talk about a bounce back from Angel Reese. Holy crap.
I got a thought about that.
Angel?
I got a thought about that.
Who has more double-doubles, Domantas Sabonis or Angel Reese? Kenny Caraway tells us next on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Sound like a highlight at all. Happy birthday, Keegan Murray.
Keegan Murray got a dunk to cut the lead to 27.
Oh, that's the worst. That is the worst.
I saw something. Oh, what was I watching? It felt like somebody had done that, and I thought about you and Mark Jones.
3 from Buddy Hield, and the Kings trail by 19. Damn it.
Oh, no. Quick 8-0 run gets the lead to 21.
Yeah, not good.
Not going to be a lot of those times this year, though, baby. No, sir. It's going up.
I'm not.
It's going up. Hey, you were mentioning some things about the I do have the little buy or sell segment that was very interesting. And then, like, there's a lot that happened there. So we'll get to that with the NBA. But no WNBA action. They were back this weekend. And Angel Reese had a 19.20 rebound game.
19 and 20, 10 offensive rebounds.
in a loss.
That's ridiculous.
To Phoenix.
Yeah, they got their ass kicked.
Yeah, Phoenix is actually good.
Yeah, they really are. Diana had like 23, I think.
Yeah. Phoenix had two. Well, they beat the Sky twice. That's, I was thinking of the other win. But that game stuck out to me because is it inconceivable to say, I don't think she'll get 20 rebounds a night, but is it inconceivable to say if Angel just shot better, that's what you would see on a nightly basis, like 18 and 14 every night?
It's not crazy.
Because she like, gets like 11 and 15, like 11 points, shooting 4 of 14.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It's not crazy to think at all.
Man, I wonder if she can change that. I wonder if she can improve on that. Because if she can, I mean, I think that's what we're looking at. We're looking at a player that averages like 18 and 14.
It's way, way, way too early. But we're watching what Caitlin's doing with assist numbers, and she's breaking our beloved Tisha's records left and right.
I didn't even know it was going down. Like
really?
That. I didn't know it was going down.
Tisha Roll Tide forever. Forever, Tisha Roll Tide.
I didn't know it was popping off like that. I'm familiar with her game.
You need to keep an eye on Big Sills rebound numbers. Because, what Angel's doing is pretty silly.
I missed the game. I missed the Phoenix game, but I was watching the game against the Sparks. And she just... she ended up having good numbers. She didn't shoot the ball well that game either, but she ended up having good numbers. But it just felt like she was like a little sluggish. Remember I said that the last game before the break, she looked a little sluggish. And then this one coming back, I didn't know if maybe she was trying to get her legs under her, get back into the groove, or she just, Angel does a lot.
Like, Angel
does a whole lot. Maybe she needs to calm down a little bit, but she played well last night, that's for sure.
Angel is averaging 12.3 rebounds per game.
Damn.
That .3 is the only thing keeping Asia Wilson from leading the league in points and rebounds.
Asia.
27.3 points per game, 12 rebounds.
Man.
And her third MVP is on the way.
And they might not get that three-peat.
Well, New York is good.
I was watching that game. I was watching the game on Saturday, and New York was in control the entire game. Well, the beginning. I know the Aces, I missed the first quarter or something like that. So I guess the Aces jumped out to a big lead. And then once the Liberty got their feet under them, they were in control the entire game. And I remember Chelsea Gray hit a three or something like that to get it to four in the fourth quarter. And it just felt like, yeah, they're not better than the Liberty. Like, they're doing everything they can to get it to four. And it's like, they're not better. At least not today. Who knows what happens in a month or so? But they were, like, grinding to get it to four.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Liberty just opened up. They went on, like, a 13-4 run after that and put the game away. And I was like, yeah, I don't know if the three-peat's happening.
Do you think that they're just better, or the Liberty are better, they're hungrier, because they were good last year, and there's a level of kind of complacency with the Aces.
Yeah, I think that has something to do with it, for sure, man. Every time you hear Asia speak in any of these interviews, it feels like she's trying to get them to say no. Like, we have to find a way to get back mentally and emotionally to where they were. And it's just one of those things. Like, we kind of talked about it. I'm not calling them champions or anything else like that. I'm not saying they're champions like that. But this is kind of the stuff that I talked about with the Kings a little bit, where, like, in all their struggles and you're playing tough, bad teams and losing to them and all this other stuff, you see it right there. Like, you see what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, yeah, we just got to get back to doing this. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, if we just do this, we'll get what we need to get. You see it, but sometimes it just doesn't click all the way for whatever reason. It's so unexplainable. And I see that a lot with the Aces and Asia. And, you know, I know Chelsea and Kelsey and all of them are doing the same thing. Like, hey, this is what we got to do. But they haven't been able to turn the car over consistently so far this year.
Yeah. Yeah, every time it felt like they got something going, it was just a short stretch. Mm-hmm. And then they'd run into the Liberty. They'd run into somebody that kind of slowed that thing down. And, of course, the break's not going to help. But everyone is dealing with the same exact break. Mm-hmm. So there's no excuses for the Aces, because the Liberty had the break and they had Stewie and Sabrina on the team. And so it'll be exciting to watch this play out, because it doesn't feel like, with the way that the Aces are playing, that it's a two-team race anymore between the Aces and the Liberty, because Connecticut's really good and Minnesota's really good. Mm. And if New York is winning the championship this year, they're going to be challenged. Mm. And I don't know if this is Diana's last year or not, but she, if it is, and they're going to be a tough out in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
They're going to be a really, really tough out in the playoffs. Yeah. Caitlin Clark continues to break records. As we mentioned, she broke Tisha Pinachero's single season rookie assist record. And it's quite a, in the Fever, that was a big win for the Fever.
It was.
Beating the Storm, weird little ending. I guess they were the I don't exactly know what went on, but I think it had something to do with substitutions and calling off the dogs and Christy, like the Seattle was not pleased. Yeah. Skylar Diggins was not pleased. And they tried to kind of settle this thing down. It didn't really work. Everyone just kind of left the court angry at each other.
Right.
But yeah. Indiana got the win, and that's what matters.
That was a good one for Indiana, man. Really good win. Caitlin is just like anybody figured. She's getting her legs under her. She's starting to play consistently at a high level.
I think Caitlin's the rookie of the year, but it's a really, really good conversation.
That's a hot take.
That is not a hot take. Caitlin Clark being rookie of the year is not a hot take.
That's the message we got over the weekend, and you're like,
well, Kamara hit us up like, Caitlin Clark is rookie of the year. It's like, that's not the craziest thing I've ever heard.
It's a two-person race, and I think Angel kind of played her way out of it with some of these shooting. Like, if she were able to shoot better, she'd have more games like she had last night, and it'd be more of a conversation. But
I still think it's a conversation. I still think so. I mean, because Chicago's they're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, they're both right there. I think Indiana might be a game and a half ahead of them or something like that.
Yeah, it's a game. It's a game and a half. They're a game and a half up on Atlanta for that last playoff spot. I think they both should make the playoffs.
You know, I meant to tell you this because I saw some plays over the weekend when I was watching the Sky. You know who's really intriguing? It's Cardoso.
Mm.
She had a play against the Sparks where she made, like, I don't know if she missed the shot or something happened where she didn't get the ball. Like, they maybe, you know, team boxed her out and she couldn't get to it, and the Sparks got the rebound and were on a fast break. Cardoso sprinted straight down the court. Whoever she was guarding, the center for the Sparks, the Asian lady, I don't remember her name, but she was on a rim run, and she probably had Cardoso by half a court, and the Sparks moved the ball around, got it to her underneath the basket, and Cardoso just was on a dead sprint, was able to have the body control to turn and block the shot underneath the basket. And she followed that up, came back down court, got a bucket or something like that. And I was like, I think to a certain degree, like when you kind of are familiar with her story or whatever, she's still kind of learning the game of basketball to a certain degree. Like, she understands the basics, but the nuances and how to control her body, and now she's a pro and she'll be dealing with, you know, professional trainers and stuff like that. I wonder how good she could be.
Yeah, it's one of the things that makes Chicago really interesting, is it feels like they have a lot of like young pieces that are really moldable into something. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of repetitive pieces too, but our girl who's sick, Kennedy Carter. Mm-hmm. She's going to be the one, like, what she can do on the offensive end could be the thing that takes them to the next level, because that's what they need. And when they started the season with her on the bench, it was, you know, in that kind of Malik role, it was glaring like, this, you need a scorer. Like, that is what you're missing. You got a team full of dogs, including Kennedy, but you need a scorer. Mm. And when Teaspoon made the switch, it was like, okay, now they've hit that stride of where, okay, this is a team that's probably going to make the playoffs. This is a team that can string together a couple of wins. This is a team that can compete with anybody on a night-to-night basis.
I agree.
Except New York, because apparently nobody can compete with them.
And they on a mission right now. Men on a mission. Women on a mission.
You're listening to D-Lo? Wow, that's a...
Who knows about...
Well, that's your
about
era. No, that's your era. No, tell me more about Mo, Oscar, and Mabel. No, that's Kenny's bag era. Right there. It's Kenny's bag, good old 95 WWE. You're listening to D-Lo and Casey. What is that, the new generation?
In your house, yeah! In your house!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps.
and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.